Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live, must start and file in app by 2/18.
Peace family, it's 19 Keys. Thanks for listening to the High Level Audio Experience. Make sure to give five stars and subscribe. Also, support the brand and get tickets to our upcoming tour by visiting 19keys.com/links. That's numbers 19keys.com/links. Enjoy this clip and check out the full episode. Peace.
Well, the experience was just wonderful, amazing. Being able to just, from all of what I've learned about myself, where a lot of my pain and hurt was coming from, I've gained so much clarity now. He definitely drops a lot of jewels that I can now, I'm just gonna take with me and this experience, and I'm just forever grateful. 19 Keys is amazing, and this is what we need for the youth, the people, and I've learned so much and I'm just grateful. Thank you. I realized as once I gotten older that a lot of the things that I've learned or thought of who I was as an individual was a lot of my birth mother, things I've learned from my birth father, things I've learned from friends. I started just to sit and question a lot of things that was happening within my life and choices and decisions that I was making within my life. Once I've realized a lot of things I just had to let go. I started to realize I was holding on to friendships and relationships that were very unhealthy. People who wanted to leave out of my life, I would constantly hold on to. More so, beg and plead for them not to leave. I had to really sit and learn and figure out where was this coming from? Why did I feel the need to chase after people who are wanting to walk out of my life? And those are things that I realized, a lot of childhood, being in the foster care system, being abandoned by my birth mother, being abandoned by my birth father, being abandoned by my grandmother, being put into the foster care system, being abandoned by foster parents. I was constantly just abandoned, and people constantly turned their back on me. And I had to sit with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it helped me to understand that it's okay to let people go. I had to sit within myself question around, like, a lot where my anger and frustration and things like that was coming from. But when I understood that, that's when I found peace. I started letting people go. People I was friends with for 10, 15 years. Friendship. I was holding on to. They decided to walk out. And that time I said, I'm not going to go chasing. You can't appreciate the friendship or my value. They didn't, can't see my value. I just had to let go. And I let them go. And then I started to realize the more as I continued down my journey in my life, other things that were just happening, paying attention to my dreams, listening and paying attention to signs, and realizing that I'm not alone. I was never alone. I've never been alone. Growing up, my mother, birth mother, was in very toxic relationships. My grandmother was in a very in relationships, but because they had a child, they hang on, they stay in a relationship. We're going to make this work. So that helped me to understand why I held on to relationships with men that I had children with. Have a child and tolerate a lot of disrespect. But I was never, wasn't happy. Find out about infidelity and cheating. But because I have a child with this person and they apologize and they say they're going to do right, give them a chance. Like, got to make this work. We have a family. And because I didn't have a family growing up, that was another reason why I would fight hard to keep my family together. And I feel like that was another way of having being abused in relationships and being taken advantage of. And I learned to eventually have to walk away when I realized that why I was staying in a relationship with someone because of having a child or to keep a family together when the person's being not only mentally abusive, there's infidelity in the relationship. It didn't sit right with me. I'm like, this is not right. This is not what a relationship, this does not feel good. I can't. This is my life. I'm going to live my life happy. I've seen my birth mother had many failed relationships. But trying to hold on and keep on. And that's all I can do is replay it in my head. My last relationship, it really helped with my transition, with giving me more of the strength to really understand and take control over my life. I decided that I would be the main character in my game, in this game of life. Not allow anyone to take advantage. Let people go, walk out. And then I started to see more of the blessing. I started feeling more at peace. My last relationship, I have a son who's 6 months old, and they walked out. I literally said, I'm not your enemy. I kept fighting for the relationship. At that point, I realize my worth, who I am, and realize this pattern. My mother, my grandmother, my aunties start replaying in my head. This stops. I stopped it there. They walked out and I let them walk out. I even actually helped with moving. Because like I said, I'm not your enemy. And when I let the person go, like I said, it was just stopping in generational curses.
Mm-hmm.
Generational. I felt like people would say, seeing a woman that had different baby fathers, many fathers, so many children, and three different fathers, four different fathers, that was one thing I said I would never know. So that was one reason why I fought so hard for these toxic relationships, because, oh no, I have my child, my family, keep us together. I realized that doesn't, no, it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. What matters is the person I am, the woman I am. And I've, being the woman that I am, my children are my superheroes. And I can say proudly that there's nothing that's going to ever get in the way and stop me from now. It's like I feel like I'm finally living my life. I'm no longer held hostage by anyone. And there was a reason that I've been through all the hell I've been through in my life. But I've always just kept going.
So let me ask you, what is it that you would like to get out of this consultation today?
I just want to be able to help in any way while learning whatever information and you can get to help build the platform to help inspire a lot of people, women, men, in any way. I've done all of what I feel I've been sharing, filming. I've worked many jobs. Started off working regular 9-to-5 jobs. Great employee. Moved up in the company. Ended up getting laid off, having to start all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Go back searching, looking for a job. Had no problem. Get another great job. Making great money. Worked for 2-3 years, move up. Got laid off. Start all over again. But I kept going. Something then hit me. I ended up getting employment at a job that, where I learned about LLCs, nonprofits, DBAs, corporations. No one in my family ever owned a business. Everyone always worked. That's all I ever knew. It was like, huh, I can start a business. And the job that I went to, when they trained us on how to, on all the different corporations and businesses and LLCs, I actually gave some advice and created a whole new training manual for them because I felt like it was very long, and they loved it. And they started to use my training manual as the new training manual moving forward. And that gave me even more inspiration to step out of the box. And when I decided to file my own business, Then I started to decide which route I wanted to go. I have a huge passion for humanity.
Mm-hmm.
I love people. So I first started wanting to open up a daycare. But then it was like, oh, these kids go back home to loving families. That's not what I want to do. I want to give back. I want to help. And then that's when being a foster mother. I'm the oldest of 8 children. And we all were put in the foster care system.
Mm.
I fought to get custody when I turned 18. I got emancipated from the system when I was 16. When I fought to get custody, the judge said I was too young at the time. There were my brothers. There's a lot of boys at the time, so the judge was like, no, too much. But he granted me visitation every weekend. So I went to visit every weekend. Then when I turned 21, the judge finally granted me custody of 2 of my siblings who were still in the system. And from there, once I've raised them, I was doing residential cleaning and was just working.
And is that the job that you're still working right now to this day?
I do. I have a cleaning business.
Okay.
That I now do. I provide cleaning for commercial buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Also janitorial services.
Where is this located out of?
Currently, we're in Carson. Over in Carson, California. We were in Pasadena.
And what are your daily duties there?
Just basic janitorial services now. So just sweeping,
mm-hmm.
make sure the maintenance, the trash, just taken out, parking lot maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
It's more laid back versus from when I first started and jumping into it
mm-hmm.
and having to learn. But I end up getting blessed and meeting a mentor, run across a woman who he's a millionaire and she's in the construction cleaning. And that's when I got introduced to that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And
what are the best parts of your life right now?
The best parts of my life. God. I say God first and foremost. I mean, just living, my children, my family, myself. I hear God. I feel God.
What about your best memories right now?
My best memories right now is just feeling good.
What about throughout your life? What's the core memory that brings you the most joy?
I say just once I found the peace, gain that peace from within.
Was there a particular moment in life that you can recall when something happened and you felt that peace within?
Ooh, it's a good one. The moment. Oh, gosh. I'm saying this in the most nicest and beautiful way I can say it. When all the my toxic relationship
ended. Mm.
It was like this veil lifted over. Like I felt like I've been living a life not mine.
Yeah. I want you to just focus a little bit on that feeling of freedom. Right. And what it felt like in that moment of finally being free and saying that now I can pursue life in a different way. Right. That these things that were dark clouds are now lifted. And now you feel as if what next is going to be best.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I want you to start reframing the way you look at your life. We have 2 options. Right. We can replay our worst memories, or we can replay our best ones, right? when we replay our worst memories, we call that trauma. When we go through trauma, I use the analogy of being in a jungle. And imagine you're in the jungle and you're by yourself. You're enjoying, you probably next to a water pond or something. You see butterflies there and, you know, it's beautiful. It's very tropical. And then all of a sudden you hear a sound rustling through the brushes. And you look and you believe you see a large cat eyes, right? It's a tiger pending. You start to hear the growl. Then all of a sudden, your nervous system freezes because you don't know what to do, right? And now you're at this point in time to where your body is stuck in this fight or flight mode because our nervous system is meant to save us when we're in trouble. And you're now trying to figure out if this is going to be your last moments. So your body itself, not even your mind, your body itself is reacting to it. Now, this tiger is off in a distance enough to where you don't feel like it's going to immediately harm you. But you feel that if it comes any closer, it might be over because you don't feel like you can run and it doesn't feel like you should say. So you're stuck in this in-between place. Now, let's say that tiger starts to back away, right? And it's gone. But you're not sure it's really gone. Don't really know if it's still there or it's not there. So you're still in this place of frozenness, trying to figure it out. And let's say this tiger has completely disappeared. It is miles away from you. But your body is still reacting as if it's still right there in your presence, right? This is what happens to us when we go through trauma. Mm-hmm. Our body is still in the place that it happened, even though the threat is gone, even though we're completely safe. But now we're replaying what happened. And we get a stimuli response within our body to take us right back to that moment. So now it's not happening once, it's happening 1,000 times, right? And it's not until we go through exercises of releasing, right, to where we can expel the danger, we can expel the fear, to where our nervous system is calm again and it can rest and relax. Because that is our body response system to danger, threat, fear, right? So we have this element of survival that keeps us on point and on alert. But then when we're no longer in actual threat, we don't need our body to respond that same way, right? So we have to constantly remind ourselves. One of the exercises is breathing, right? So I want you to practice this. And you have to start from your diaphragm. You breathe all the way in. And when you breathe, you're breathing from your back, right? Or up to your chest. And your lungs are in your back, so you want to expand. And your goal is get it all the way to the top where you feel like you can't breathe, and then you do it again. And then you, And what this does is it lets us know that we're safe, right? In those moments that we're safe, we can breathe. That's what a moment of safety feels like. It feels like breathing, right? Breathing correctly. When we cry, we have erratic breathing because we can't control our spirit. Our nervous system is acting up, right? And so if you were crying and you just took a deep breath and it would reset your breathing. If you had hiccups, right, and you do that same thing, what you're doing is you're filling your lungs all the way up to capacity to where it gets all of the air bubbles out, right? And then it allows you to breathe again. And what this does is it resets your nervous system to let you know I'm in a safe space. I'm calm, right? So I want you to first take a breath in, a deep breath in. And as you're taking that breath in, right, you're thinking about all the things that you're going to let go. And as you exhale, take another deep breath in. Quick one. Now exhale all of that and release it. You are here in this moment. In this moment, you're safe. In your mind, you're back. Your body is back pushing the chemicals in and letting you know that you're in danger again. It's no longer happening to you. In school, when do we go to the next grade? When do we go on to the next lesson?
Once you finish and complete.
Once you pass it. Yeah. It is not ever finished until you pass. You have to at least get, you have to at least get a passing grade.
Yeah.
Right? But how do we know and how do we qualify ourselves to go forward is when we learn, right? That we understand the material. We understand the lesson that was in it. Right?
Yeah.
So as we go through the lessons, we then reframe and think about, okay, what was there to learn from it? So now we gain value from our trauma. We gain value from the past. And it informs us not on who we are, right? It informs us on who we can be. Because you are not your past. You are the lessons that you learn from it, accumulating to become better and better. And each one of those lessons has wisdom in it. And if we were to think about if you went through nothing in life, you would have nothing to teach. It would be nothing that you've known, right? You could not help others with their experiences and or their traumas. So the more we go through in life and the more we reflect and learn from it, the more valuable we become. And then therefore it reframes the things that we went through to say they weren't happening to me, they were happening for me. And while it was happening for me, I can now use the gift of the insight that I have in the hindsight to teach others. So now I have a value. Now I can speak on the conditions of growing in a generational trauma environment, growing in bad relations, growing. The key word, operative word, is growing in it, right? So when we grow through things, now we're getting better. Now I know more. So we have to allow ourselves to gain the lessons because our brain processes that information and we grow new neurons and we're no longer that same person. So instead of your brain operating on that same signal circuitry, say, hey, fear, fear, stress, anxiety, it say, no, let's learn. And when we learn, we feel good. So we get a dopamine hit. You know what I mean? You sit back and you reflect like, okay, I'm not a victim. That's who I was. So that person had certain habits, ideas, emotions. That's the way they felt about themselves. So the totality of that person that went through that had to go through it that exact way because that's all they knew. But now hindsight is saying I can look back and reflect on that person. So now I think about who I am now. That's insight. Who am I now? I'm the person that learned from that. I'm the person that takes control, right? I'm the person that grows through things. So I'm no longer the person that went through it. So guess what? That same thing wouldn't even happen to me again, right? So that's how I know I'm in a safe place now because I've grown from all those things and I've become more. And you can't get back your past. You can only move forward into the future. So the mindset of growth is things could have been worse, but things will be better, right? And when we think about that, we're not trying to pick up the pieces of the past, right? No, we're saying, how about I think about the future more? See, we have to distract our mind sometimes.
Yeah.
The past is so easy to go into because it's already installed memories. But what about vision? See, so many people focus on memory, but the successful great ones, they focus on vision. Not the past, not what I already saw, what I want to see.
Yeah.
So when we reframe and restructure, then we think about what are the most beautiful moments in my life that have ever happened, right? And those are called glimmers, right? When you see things that remind you of joy and happiness, right, that you're safe, those are glimmers. When you see things that remind you of your trauma, those are triggers.
Mm.
And we, unfortunately, we have conversations around triggers. We watch content around triggers and they just keep taking me back to the past, take me back to the past. Now my body physiologically, I'm feeling the same feeling that I had because the same chemical composition is being created in my body. The same neural response is being created as if it's happening today, but it's not. So don't live in your memories. And when you speak so much in the past, you speak directly from what happened to you. But what is happening to you? That's different.
Yeah.
Right? You are here today, completely safe, surrounded by good energy and love and growth. And you've invested in yourself to say that I want more. That means that there's a part of yourself that does have a vision. There's a part of yourself that needs to focus on this. And this is what I identified in. You, I asked you what is most important. You said God, children, family, self. You put yourself last. You do that a lot. When you do that, this is the reason you never feel complete. You never feel like you have enough. You feel like you're always expelling energy and people don't reciprocate enough. And they don't even really see everything that you do from them. And you also get that from being the older child, right? Because when you were born, right? Then there was another child and another child and another child, and you feel like more attention is being taken away. What happens is our needs get rearranged the wrong way, right? When our needs are not taken care of as a child, then those are the same needs we need as an adult. Because that child never grows up, right? So what you have to do now, it's not being selfish, it's being self-full, right? You have to make sure you put God in yourself, because you can't do for your children or your family if you're not the best version of yourself. Can you get her a tissue, please? So I want you to open up your book. And I want you to write down your needs. Because it's not business that you need right now. It's a mindset that you need. This mindset will allow you to accomplish in life. It'll allow you to think through things the right way, feel through things the right way. It'll allow for you to know that you're enough. So there are six primary needs.
Thank you.
And I want you to, before we even get started, I have a little movement. Right? Put the book down. Put the pen down. Put your hands in the air. Right? Hands in the air. Let your blood circulate from here downward. So you get more energy going towards your heart. The goal is movement. When you your nervous system wants to freeze up, you move. You force it to be in flow. So you're expressing yourself, right? And you're creating another different relationship. You're telling yourself that, no, I'm not in that same space, right? There's no threats around me. I'm in a safe place. I can move, right? That's what that fight or flight, it freezes you up. You tell the nervous system, I'm good. I am good. Right? I am good. I am in a good place.
I
feel great. Right? Life is good. Can you play some 432 hertz in the background and just get the energy right? When you in your space, you have your plants, right? You're setting an environment that lets your body know I am completely safe. I am great.
Yeah.
Right? And you breathe. Anytime all that emotion comes up, you breathe. You let it out and you breathe. And you have to then say, I forgive you. Because nothing that we don't do enough is forgive ourselves. Right? So for the things that happened to you, for the things that happened for you, right? For the child and the way that they showed up in that moment, forgive yourself. That's not you as an adult. Because when you forgive yourself, you allow that child to grow and mature. Right?
Yes.
You were forced to grow. Because of the circumstances that you had. So that child, you never really got to enjoy life, right? Never got to really just play and be happy and live the way that you perceive that children should live. Enjoy. You've been in survival mode for a very long time.
Very.
And you don't get out of survival mode by being a victim, right? You get out of survival mode by being a victor, yeah. Right? You're child has to be able to play in their imagination. There's a book I want you to read and I want to give to you. Okay. It's called How to Be the Love You Seek. And there's exercises within that book that as you read it and you go through it, you're going to realize that These things that happen to you are common cause, but they're also psychological and physiological things that happen to all of us, right? I've been through many different elements of shadow work. I've seen abusive relationships. I haven't seen positive ones. I had to go and do this work in my inner self, and I had to rescue my inner child. I sat down and I psychologically had a meditation where I thought about all of the moments that my inner child felt abandoned, right? He didn't get the words that he wanted to receive, right? He didn't feel the significance, didn't have certainty in life, didn't get the love. And I gave that to my inner child. And then I forgave that person in those circumstances throughout the memories of my mind. And I reframed and restructured what was really happening, right? And what I realized is that the person today is easy for me to go judge my younger self because I know more, I am more. And I'm like, why did you do that? And it's like, that's all you could have done, right?
Yeah.
The goal is to say, okay, what did I learn from it? This is how I got better. This is why it'll never happen again. This is why I'm greater than what I was. That's when you hold on to your power and you get to smile. I forgive you. You ain't no better. You feel me?
Yeah.
And it's beautiful that you get to that place because that's how you know things are getting better, right? By even having that reflection. Right, that's the beauty of memories, is that we get to go back, and at any point in time, we can rescue our inner child and we can learn those lessons.
Yes.
So you get to go and reframe that memory and give yourself what you needed in that moment, right? And then move forward. So grab your pen.
Okay.
Take another deep breath. Allow. Come on, a little louder. There you go. There you go. There you go. It's that heart medicine right there. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, certainty. Variety. Significance. Connection. Growth. Contribution. I want you to arrange from least or to most to least important to you, that list.
From most to least.
Yes.
Important.
Whatever comes to mind, do not overthink it.
Okay. Growth.
Write it down.
Oh. Okay.
And I want you to be super honest. Not what you think it should be, but really think about the way you operate. Right? Because the change comes from the complete honesty, even if it's not the way that you currently operate. Now I want you to reflect on what each one of those things mean to you. You close your eyes, and I want you to come up with a memory that hasn't happened yet, but a moment where you are celebrating. I mean, you are out of your mind happy. You're jumping up and down, you're going crazy, you smiling, and the greatest moment in your life has just taken place. And in your mind, you say, yes, yes. You just overwhelmed with joy. You can't believe this just happened. It's everything is happening for you. In through your nose, out through your mouth. This moment. All right, open up. What will you celebrate?
Accomplishments.
Uh-huh.
Book.
Yeah.
Written a book.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Come on, put your hands up. You gotta put your energy in it. You gotta move. I wanna see your energy move. Jump in there. Yes, you there. You got your accomplishment.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You got your book, you got your money, your life is good, the children are happy, you're taking the vacations that you want, you're moving the way that you want to, real movement in your body, got to be real movement, up, put them hands up, there you go, up, there you go, I want you to say yes, louder,
yes,
there we go. How did you pick up your book? Let's get back to this. All right. List off those 6 ones for me that you have in order.
Contribution. Connection. Growth. Significant. Variety. Certainty.
See that? So now you got it right. You see, at first you said growth.
Yeah.
It wasn't true. It's what you thought it should be. Right? But you grew up in an environment to where there were moments, you know, you feel like people left you, right? People didn't always, you know, speak to you in a manner to where they thanked you for your efforts and you were a part of something. So when we don't have those needs when we're young, we need them more when we're an adult. And in order to get to that level of success, your needs have to be patterned in the right way. Growth would be the right one, but we're not there yet because you need to feel like you're contributing. And when you feel like you're contributing, you feel so good because you're a part of something and you feel like you have this value, right? And you're doing things. When you spoke upon, you know, helping them make that manual at your last job, that felt great because you were contributing. That's why that's one of your best memories, right? And when you're contributing your children's life, when you're contributing, but the goal is to figure out how do you contribute to yourself, right? When you do small things for yourself, right? Whether it's learning something, whether it's taking yourself on a spa date, whether it's going in nature and hiking, whether it's finishing another book or writing a poem, that's a contribution that you're supposed to fulfill for yourself. And once you get to that point where you're like, okay, that is no longer a need, right? That is in deficit. Because right now that need is in deficit. So you need it more than you should, right?
Yeah.
Connection. That connection is an easy one that you can understand why you need that more. because you feel like you've built so many connections and you've lost those and you're still wondering why, right? Because you're still thinking about what part of yourself was to blame, right? Instead of understanding that those weren't the right people. So those were never real connections. The deepest connection we have is with ourselves.
Yes.
Right? That's self-awareness. Yes. Who am I? Right?
Yes.
One of the things I like to, what I like to do is I study Myers-Briggs, I study human design, I study psychological types. I do take a SWOT analysis, your strengths and your weaknesses. I study the different archetypes because I want to know myself. And the more aware I am with myself and the more things that I do that's aligned with who I am, the greater connection I feel to myself.
Yes.
Right? And yes. Then spiritually, I feel connected to God when I'm doing things that I know that are in line with who I am.
Yes.
Right? So that connection is then fulfilled.
Yes.
Right? So then we focus on growth. When growth should be number one, because when we focus on growth, we're learning, we're developing skills, and we're achieving, and there's no more powerful feeling in the world than when we achieve something.
Yep.
Achieving is like giving birth, right? And we feel like, oh, this is why I'm alive. This is amazing. My gifts and my skills are useful, right? I'm adding to the world. I'm growing. I can see forward progress, yep. Right? But we can't trick ourselves. Right. But you should have growth as number one. Right. Growth is number one. So then we got significance. Significance is all the way down here. Number four, I see. Right. Some people, they have significance number one because in a household, they never told they were somebody. So everything they do is to try to make themselves feel significant. It feeds the ego. You're not particularly egotistical because you don't think about self enough. Right. You're very selfless. You're thinking about what you, how you can contribute and connect to others. And then you think about, all right, how can this grow me? You see that? By contributing and connecting to others, you're thinking about how can that grow me?
Yeah.
Right? Versus growing yourself and then contributing and connecting with others. Right? That's completely different. And then you would think that by doing those things, it gives you significance. Right?
Yeah.
Then variety. Now, that's life. We need things to move. We need variety in life. Now, variety is not for everybody. Some people like monotonous lives, right? You just want structure. And safety is not variety. So this is why safety is, variety is so low. Because you just want things to be safe. You need to know that that tiger is gone, right? You need to know that there's no more harm that's coming to you. I don't need crazy spontaneity. I just need safety. So that's what that variety means to you. And that's why it's so low, right? And then certainty. See, this is where the confusion comes in, right? Certainty is all the way towards the end when it should be higher, right? And it's not 100% the particular order, but we have a percentage of what these things mean to us more, right? What certainty do you have in your life right now? Certainty comes from planning. Certainty comes from developing ourselves. Certainty comes from vision, right? And comes from confidence.
Yeah.
You have to establish your confidence even greater, right? That confidence comes from self-love. That confidence comes from not believing, but knowing.
Yeah.
If I go work out every day, I know that I'm fit. I know that I've worked out. That I'm going to grow. If I'm a boxer and I'm training hard, I know I have a chance to win. And I'm going to be confident as hell. I'm going to talk the greatest shit in the planet. I'm confident. I'm certain.
Yeah.
Right? So your goal is to develop that confidence. Right? I think about those moments. I'm going to win. Yes, I'm going to win. Yes, I got this. I got this. I got this. I'm certain it's going to happen. That's superior confidence. Right? Not if, oh, what this happened and that happened. No, this is going to happen for me. Why? Because I believe it. And I'm a manifester. I'm a generator. I'm a projector. I'm a producer. I'm a God. So then my will has the ability to be done. Be and it is. I'm certain that that's going to happen. But you didn't grow up in a variety of certainty. Things move in all kind of different ways. So you don't really know what certainty is. Right?
Yeah.
You don't even know it's something that if was fulfilled, right, it would bring you more order and structure in your life and make you feel safer. Because what you really need is peace and safety. And from that place of peace and safety, and we're out of survival mode, right? That's when we can focus on our growth.
Yeah.
All right, the threat is gone. This place is beautiful. What do I want to build? Oh, I want to build something. All right, what do I need to know in order to be able to build? All right, let me start studying right now. Let me start learning. Who do I need to know? Because I'm going to need people along this journey. See, when you focus on a vision, your patterns change. You know, right? The needs that you fulfill change, and the order in which you do things change. Right?
Yeah.
So I asked you what you wanted to get out of this. I'm going to give you a book, right?
Yeah.
And the first thing you said was contribution. I don't really know, just want to feel like you're contributing to something. Right? And that's fine, because that's the place that you're in right now. But as you heal, and you will, and as you go through this, right, and grow through this, not go through it, grow through this, you're going to come on the other side, and you're going to think about how you were sitting here crying on this couch and how far you are from that person that was crying on this couch. That's the goal. You want to think about how far am I from that person that was sitting there doing that? Man, I felt all of this emotion and feeling, and I've gotten on that other side, right? And I feel amazing now. I feel great now. And now I can actually focus. Now I can focus on, okay, what do I actually want? I want to learn. I want to grow, right? I want to constantly learn and grow. Like, that should be your premise. And I got this vision. Visions don't always come to you, right? Sometimes your vision is to contribute to someone else's vision because you have a gift or skill or talent that you just know you can help serve, right? And add value to something. That's great. As long as you're doing it from the right place, right? So when you do that from the right place, you can say, okay, let me develop myself and then figure out where my development will best fit, right? So the next thing I need you to start focusing on is your gifts. What are your gifts?
I love that. I make jewelry. I do the henna. I love to write. Say poetry. Got back into writing.
No. Let me slow you down. Those are your skills, possibly talents, gifts. Gifts are things that are innate. Gifts are things that you don't learn. It's who you already are. It could be your intuitive insight about things, right? The way you feel about things, right? I have a influential communication. I have an intuitive vision. I'm a futurist. I can see things around the corner. Those are my gifts, right? Those are not something I can pass to the next person. Gifts are things that give you innate, intrinsic value. When we identify our gifts, we identify what we want to give to the world.
It's just passion when it comes to children. I can really sit with an individual or a child, really feel what it is that their anger or whatever is angering them or making them upset. I can really feel and talk to them, calm them down. I have that where I can relate where that anger is coming from. So I just put myself in their shoes and comfort. I'm really good with.
So you are an intuitive empath with children. Write that down. Your life is built around your gifts. See, people talk about talents and skills. Those are cute, cool. But your gifts, that's what really makes you happy. Because if you grow on those gifts, you will live a life that will bring you fulfillment at another level. This is why you keep finding yourself around children. Because part of that is you wanting your own inner child to have a better life. So you can connect to all of those feelings that a child may have, right? But you now get to see how your circumstances gave you a gift.
Yes.
And they've made a way for you in many times, and they brought you so much light and love and joy in your life when you can help a child and you know that you're helping somebody who otherwise would have been abandoned or been hurt, right? And your gift is connecting and seeing that because you have been able to see so deep within your own inner child that you can see through all children.
Yes, that's why I became a foster mother.
Yes, that's your gift. So first of all, think about how that has impacted you in your personal and professional life, right? And how that gift has actually brought so much joy to your life.
Yes.
Now, what's your second gift?
I feel like I'm very, very intuitive. I have a lot of patience. Very calm.
Mm-hmm.
Very calm. I have inner peace.
So you would say, as you go through what others would consider very tumultuous storms, you are able to remain calm through it.
Now, yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I'm at peace. I've been able to finally face all my shadow.
Mm-hmm.
Did all the shadow work.
So let me ask you, what have people, just think about it throughout your life, because we've identified, right, that's a sense of stillness and like stoicness to where you can remain calm, right, during chaotic situations. That is a gift that most people don't have, right?
Yeah.
Now, and that becomes a strength for you. I want you to think about all of the times that people throughout your life, friends, mentors, have complimented you on things. And you might not even believe it. You might have let it pass. Right? Think about all those times they've told you, girl, you good at this. You do this. Oh, wow. I like how you do this, that, and the third. Right? They were really giving you feedback on your gifts. So I want you to think about all those times. What were some of the things that people tell you?
How motivating, just with me. My drive, never giving up. How I just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Work hard. I mean, I was working until I gave birth to my baby. Working 8 months with a big belly and all, and still cleaning and doing my business and still working until it was time for giving birth. And that was one of my mentor is actually really inspired by my motivation and just how I, my passion for my kids, how I, they say, everyone say I'm such a good mother. Just, I get a lot, just.
Yeah. So you are a motivating force. Everybody's not motivating, right? Just the way that you push through the darkness into the light. Regardless, you have a motivating force that when other people see you do that, they get motivated by it, meaning that you give them motive to be in action, to do similar to the same things. Write that down. I'm a motivating force. Make sure you put the I am first. I am a motivating force. As we've gone through this, I want you to think about those gifts a bit. And I want you to think about how they can best show up in your life in the sense of what you want to do for yourself and what you want to do professionally. Right? Now, of course, you work with children already. Have you written children books?
No.
Ooh, you better stop playing. That's your next accomplishment. You're going to write a child's book. I want you to take your story, right? And I want you to think about, it can be a book about anything, but it's almost like a story of two tales, right? It's this child that has two different lives. And one story, right, the child goes to sleep and they have this dream about all of the bad things that happened to them. And then the next night, they have a dream about a completely different life where everything happened good for them, right? And once they wake up, that moment that changes whether their life is going to be good or bad is going to be based upon the decision when they make, when they wake up, and it's going to have something to do with what they tell their parents, right? It could be something they tell their parents or they tell themselves. So in the dream, you can be given instructions that every day you have to say, I love myself in the mirror. And then that child can decide to say, well, I don't want to do that. And they're like, okay, well, you're going to get this life, right? And then the other one, right, you know, that child can choose to ignore that and do what their friends want them to do or something of that nature. And, you know, essentially what you're doing is you're creating, right, those feelings that you have intuitively. I want you to think about the stuff that children may feel, and you're creating stories to guide them out of that. You understand me? You create stories of, you know, imaginary characters that they can use to help them understand the lessons that they're learning through these situations that they go through. Like, you're not actually abandoned. You're just given more room to get to know yourself, right? And so if you already know these children are going to go through certain circumstances, then what you're doing is creating these characters that's going to help them through it. Because storytelling is the most powerful tool. Right?
Yeah.
And I believe you have that ability to be a great storyteller. You have all of the gifts of experience, right? And you've been through the lessons that so many women have been through, and children, and foster care system is huge, right? So you should be able to write that book and then get it sponsored, right? So that people that are advocating for people in the foster, the child foster system, right, will help you. There's so many programs. Yeah. Then with AI, you can get that turned into a cartoon. You can maybe have toys, right? All sort of different things. But I want you to first think about how you're doing this for God. You're doing this for self. You're doing that for your family, then the world. But you have to change that order because you have to do stuff for self, right? And you have to smile a lot more, right? Feel those emotions. Let them wave over you like the ocean. Right? The ocean comes in waves, right? It swishes through. But then after that, I breathe. Okay. Thank you. All right. I got clarity now. I can move forward. And that's important. When I was young, I was taught that you are a God. And I would think about that through every circumstance that I went through in life, right? I've dealt with seeing loved ones on crack, drugs. Uncle got murdered when I was young. His son was taken from him. I've had probably 10 homies that died before I was at age 19. You understand me? I grew up in situations where it was poverty. We stayed in the shelters. My mom, for the most part, was a single mother raising, right? 7 to 9 children at any given one time. You know, we caught cases, we in the streets. All of the circumstances that you think can go wrong have went wrong. So I'm not a product of a perfect life. I'm a product of the same circumstances and situations you went through. My older brother is in prison. I got another younger brother in jail. You know what I mean? My older brother was with me when I was younger, helping grow me, but he went a different direction. That felt like abandonment to me. But what I realized that Allah was letting me know that all I needed was him. Right. And I was depending on other people that if they were in my life, right, then there was more value in my life. But it was more so my connection to God. Right. And my name, Jibril, right, means strength from God, meaning that I don't need anybody else. As long as I rely on the strength from God, I'm good in all circumstances, in all. And he protects me and he puts me in a safe space everywhere. First, starting in the heart and the mind, as long as I'm doing his will, as long as I'm doing good, I'm safe. When I go do some wild stuff, I'm doing something I ain't supposed to do, I'm not safe. So that's when I'm paranoid. I'm looking around. What am I doing? The inner voice tells me I'm doing something wrong. You feel me? So it's this beautiful journey you get to go through in life where you're constantly growing yourself and you don't need to be perfect. Right? Insecurity or perfectionism comes from insecurity, never thinking you're good enough. Right? But nah, you can actually just change that and say, I am good enough. It's a mindset. It's an attitude you walk around and you have.
That is very true.
Right? So you walk around understanding that law of attitude is the emotions that you put into things. Right? They propagate the way we feel about things. Right? And that determines how we interact with things. It determines how we see ourselves. So when we stand in the mirror, and we say, I am enough, right? I am a God. I am love. I am wealth. I am power. Then you tell yourself stories of why, right? The stories that you live out in your life, right? That becomes your reality. So Those are past stories you may write down and you get them off, right? Then you move forward. Okay, what's the rest of the story? You know, in every book, you get to the first part of the book. That was the first part of the book. Woo! But you get to determine how the rest of it ends. That's beautiful. And you are the author, so you get to take all the lessons from the first part of it and then write the second half of your story. That, to me, is it's a beautiful idea and insight that you get to have.
Yes.
But you are a Black woman, and you have to know your God-given powers, right? You have to evaluate yourself with a high level of self-worth and confidence. And that has to come from within. It can't come from nobody else.
Yeah.
It can't come from, oh, I got this job, or I'm contributing here, or this person sees it. It's no. It's non-negotiable.
Yeah.
About the feeling that you have about who you are. And I want you to say no more often. No means you focus. No means you love yourself. Yes means you are a people pleaser, right? And you are afraid to let other people down because you're afraid to lose those people. No means that if they're really with you, they're going to respect that and they're going to respect you, right? So when you really focus, say no more. Right? Nah, I can't do that. But I'm saying it with love. Not right now. No. I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? Maybe later. Right? I want you to focus more on your future more than anything. Be present, but focus on your future. You understand me? And I want you to think about those chapters that you're going to write for the rest of your life. Like, literally write those down. You know, we don't think about the future enough. Like, what do I want in the next 10, 20, 30 years? I don't want people to remember me. Right? Because when you have a big enough vision, then your actions start to complement that vision. Your attitudes start to complement that vision. Right? One of my greatest meditations is when I sit down and I imagine what my future self is doing. And I always say the only person I'm jealous of is my future self. You got everything I want. Look better than me, smarter than me, right? With my family, taking care of my children, right? Has accomplished more, has done even more shadow work than me, more resources, network, connections. Right. And so I sit down and I've been doing this my entire life since I was a young child, always thinking, all right, what does my older self look like? What are they doing? And I would visualize down to the detail and I would imagine what this conversation would be. And I will remind myself, I don't have the wisdom of my future self. But even starting to think like that, it changed the way my brain chemistry was wired. Right? Because now I'm thinking beyond self. I'm acknowledging my limitations, but I'm also letting myself know that I'm greater than my limitations. So it puts me in this open space to grow. And that kept my mindset forward. And so if I'm not achieving and moving forward in some capacity, right, then I don't feel as if I'm fulfilling the life that I'm supposed to destined to live. Because I see it, which means it's possible. God does not give us vision, right, that is not possible to produce. So I want you to focus on your future a lot, right? I want you to think about how happy you're going to be in the future, how much money you got, why physically you look better. And something that I do with all my clients, High Level Club, is sit down and write, what does your 100% look like? Mentally, spiritually, emotionally, right? Physically, financially. What does 100% look like in that category? I mean, like, if you was 100% at the peak of it, physically, what would that look like? Body is amazing, right? But also health-wise, right? I feel good, right? My levels, my peak mineral levels and vitamin levels and balances of hormones are all at their peak level, 100%. Then what it does is it lets you know how far you are from it and what you need to do in order to get there. And it gives you a focus in life. And that focus becomes your guide. Then spiritually, man, I want to be more calm and I want to be more in tune with myself. And when you're talking spiritually and soulfully, you're talking about your gifts. You're talking about your values. The more you align your life with your values, right, the more grateful and fulfilled you become. The more grateful and fulfilled you become, right? So you go mentally. Do I feel like I'm learning better? Am I memory getting better? Am I sharper? Do I wake up with a higher degree of mental acuity, right? Less brain fog, right? All of these things matter. You go study the brain to hack the brain. How do I make myself feel better, right? Financially, all right, where do I want to be financially and how can I get there? Well, I need to increase my knowledge. I need to know more financial literacy. I need to invest more. I need to save more. And I need to plan more, right? Once you do those, now it's almost impossible for you to not succeed. You're then taking yourself environmentally. How do I put myself in environments of growth where people already have what I want? And I'm forcing myself to be influenced by them because I'm going to consume. The law of relevancy says that, or recency, right? Whatever you most recently learned, experience is what's on your mind, right? So when you take yourself in environments that remind you of your gifts, remind you of your goals, that's what's on your mind, which also means that's what you produce. Yeah. So this is why don't watch shit that remind you of the past. Watch things that remind you of your future. And just that idea of reminding yourself of your future, because it's going to come. It is certain. It's going to happen, right? But it's the attitudes you have along that journey and the reinforcing you have, because we are just microcosm organisms of reaction. Whatever we see, we react into. We react into the stimuli. I'm reacting to you. You reacted to me, to this environment, to this moment. So if you know that about the human condition, give it new things to react to. Right? Oh, this person is wealthy. What did I just hear? What y'all say y'all invested in? What y'all say y'all doing? Where y'all say y'all going? You imagine yourself going there, doing those things. It's going to force you to grow. If you're around people that's sick, you probably gonna get sick. Right? You around people that's healthy and healing, you probably gonna be healthy and healing too.
Yeah.
Right? You don't need to get into another relationship until you have the best one with yourself. And after that, you have higher standards for what you require. Because if a person is not treating you the way you treat you, then it's an automatic no.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Play that All I Do Is Win again, man.
Can I read my poem?
Yes, absolutely. Play it after the poem.
Okay. It was my first one, actually, that I got when I started to get back into it. And it's titled, Who Am I? Who am I? What am I? Birth. From my mother's womb and out into a world I know nothing about. Her beliefs embedded in my head as a child. My teachers, my friends, my family, the system. Have I been taught to believe I am who I am to be by the way the world believes itself to be? What is real? What is fake? What is truth? I sit and wonder. I sit and ask. Why? Why separation? Why hate? Why? I ask. Is this all a script? For I feel as if I've been playing an unjustified role my entire life. Do you? The search of who I am begins. As I sit in solitude, I sit in stillness. I clear my mind. I lighten my head. I flow with the breeze of the wind as I meditate. The answers then come. The feeling of overwhelmed love as I listen, as I hear. In peace, release, surrender, and let go. Unknown. I am that of who I believe I am to be. I am that. Who am I? That I am. God.
That was beautiful. I want you to do me a favor. Sometimes people say don't do this, but it's a good exercise because it's empathetic. Think of yourself in the third person more, right? Then you empathize with yourself because you're taking yourself out of your shoe and then you're looking at it from a third perspective.
Yeah.
Right? So think of yourself. You use the word I a lot. first person perspective, right?
Yes.
But think about it from a third perspective. Say your name. You know what I'm saying? Speak on it as you, as if you're speaking to your child. You know what I mean? Your inner child to your inner self. Right? So just think about it as, like, I think about, right, who is 19 Keys? What is he doing? Why is he doing this? Right? It allows you to develop more empathy and compassion for yourself and understanding how you can order your thoughts and your ideas, right, differently, how you can control self and move yourself differently in these different spaces as you go through life. All right, 19 Keys, what do you want from this? Right? What do you want to gain from this? Right?
Yeah.
All right, 19 Keys, what did you go through? Right? So then it also separates you from saying that, oh, I went through this. No. Okay, you went through this. Try it.
See, I, your name. Antoinette,
yeah.
Went through this. Antoinette,
you went through that. So you're speaking 19 Keys. You went through that. Not I.
You
I'm a different
that.
Person.
Antoinette, right? You went through that. Antoinette,
right? So it's a yeah. separation. So yes. Now you get to tell them, okay, this is what happened. This is why it happened.
Yes.
So you create that space of separation first.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you.
What are you really running from? What are you really running from? That war that you think you're fighting ain't the real war. There are many wars that we go in different dimensions within self. The real wars are the inner world. It's the self wars. Self wars. Society has been programming us, shaping our very perceptions of reality itself. One that we did not choose, but one we must take over. There's no more waiting. Now is the time, because it's now or never. Now or never. Open up your mind's eye to see reality the way that it is, not the way that you've been sold. Understand that you are one of the ones that have been chosen if you just choose yourself. Become your own solutions to every problem and every complaint, every excuse and every blockade that's been in your way. Vision gives one direction. When you're blind, you can never give yourself direction. So you fall. Instead of falling, stand up. Utilize the self-giving and governing power that you have within yourself to become a high-level observer. Not controlled by what you see, but one that controls what they see, that defines the meaning in their reality through every synchronicity that they come across. A divinely guided man and woman. High level forever.
Stomach in, chest out, head up. How you teach a generation that don't know they self? How do you give them the ability to be able to control the world? Not from an external point, but from an internal point. How do you teach them that the greatest enemy that they have ain't racism, ain't classism, ain't fascism, ain't poverty? No, it's the enemy that exists within. It's the self war, the thought war that you go on a daily basis. How do you equip them with the tools to be able to win that war? You have to show them who they are so that they can customize their universe. We look at the technology and people talking that's the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is when you have a beast-like mind and don't have the ability to be able to control your nature. That's when we no longer operate from a soul place of morals and values and principles and vision and vision. But we can name our entertainment every single day because we're distracted with escapism, because it's too hard to deal with the emotions that's required to heal yourself from the trauma. How do you teach them to be able to encompass everything that they want to be, to take thoughts outside of their mind and see it in reality and not be satisfied with mediocrity? You have to give them the militance of discipline. You have to give them the rules of order. You have to show them the possibility in your own actions. You have to be courageous every single day, even if you don't want to do it. You do it because you have to. They've destroyed us, made us a desire-based society, always falling to the whims of your emotion without control of your mind. When you teach, and you elevate, and you lead, and you encompass everything that you are on a daily basis, and you operate with that God mind, then you live above society, and you become one of the rulers and not one of the ruled. That's the highest level. Go in your mind, design the world, execute it. Deal with your family, take your wealth, take your power, and quit waiting. Because ain't nobody gonna save you. You You gotta save yourself.
The world may question you, but never question yourself. One thing for sure, the light always comes with darkness. The same thing that make you successful be the same thing that break you. If you don't have self-awareness, this will be the thing that destroys you. But if you know yourself, everything is meant to make you stronger. Nothing can break you down. In the words of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan,
peace, family, is 19 keys. Thanks for listening to the High Level Audio Experience. Make sure to give 5 stars and subscribe. Also, support the brand and get tickets to our upcoming tour by visiting 19keys.com/links. That's numbers 19keys.com/links. Enjoy this clip and check out the full episode. Peace.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.